There's nothing like taking a walk in Alaska's pristine wilderness, unless you step in something unexpected along the way. For park goers, what dogs leave behind on the trail can be a sensitive topic. But one Juneau man has an unconventional solution he thinks could ease tensions and reduce waste all at once. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Bob Deering has the Midas touch when it comes to compost. He's all about turning unpleasant trash into gardening gold.
My friends are really receptive to the idea. Some of them think I'm a whack job.
See, they generally go down a little bit.
In Deering's backyard are two wooden bins full of cardboard, dirt, and hundreds of small pink and purple worms. Deering is what you would call a worm composting aficionado. All right, I'm going to hold a worm.
You're going to hold a worm. Be brave now.
There it is. It's wriggling in my hand. These tiny creatures are known as red wigglers, and they're used to break down organic matter, like food scraps. But Deering thinks they also might be a solution for an age-old municipal problem.
Dog waste, dog poop on trails is such a contentious subject. We walk our dog on a trail around here, and it really bothers us to see him be stepping around big piles of dog poop on the trails.
Also contentious, the plastic blue bags responsible dog owners use to scoop that poop, which can wind up in the landfill. So Deering had a wild idea. He's been composting worms for years. If the red wigglers can break down coffee grinds and vegetable scraps, why not more pungent waste?
I started doing it. It was just kind of an experiment. I threw the dog poop in there and it went away, and it was the light bulb came on for me.
He says what came out of the worms was nutritious fertilizer for his trees and shrubs. And he thought, what if something like this existed at trailheads? Dog owners could easily pick up the poop with scoops or biodegradable bags, and the trailhead sites could also become a place to drop off cardboard. Apparently, worms love snacking on cardboard.
Now we're taking care of two different waste products, and that's the kind of the holy grail when you're trying to look for sustainability.
I've heard about a lot of different kinds of worm composting. I haven't heard about the specific technology.
That's Michelle Elfers. She's a program manager at the City and Borough of Juneau and helps oversee the Solid Waste Department. Elfer says conserving space in the landfill is a huge priority. It has a 20-year life expectancy, and the city isn't sure what it will do when that space fills up. For now, it's focusing on what it can do to keep the garbage out of it. That includes adding more recycling drop-offs and considering alternative methods, like composting. And although Elfers hasn't heard of Bob Deering's big idea, she says the city has worked with individuals to think outside the box. She points to the influx of electric vehicle charging stations in Juneau.
So it happens a lot, actually.
She says there will be public meetings this winter to brainstorm more. In the meantime, Deering is leading his own charge. He's become the community Pied Piper of composting with worms, and he's convinced about 40 of his friends to try it.
And I just thought, that's creepy, you know? Ugh.
Ann Domkowski doesn't own a dog, but she is one of Deering's worm composting converts. She was gifted a worm bin from Deering on a very special day.
Our wedding, yeah. Our wedding. It's a wedding present. So these are our babies. We're too old to have children together, so we have like, you know, a zillion worms.
And if Bob Deering has his way, Juneau may have a zillion more worms. And happier hikers. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.